His plan for us is much like a quilt. There is an overall pattern or design made up of hundreds of pieces. Since we lack God's overall perspective, it shouldn't surprise us to wonder what this or that dark-colored piece is doing in the quilt. Sometimes the marriage relationship becomes one of those pieces whose place in the larger pattern is hard to see. Even the most intimate couples often find that it can take time to work out areas of disagreement. We should not expect less in our relationship with our Heavenly Father. Being conformed to His will takes time. It's a process. Yet, by faith, I affirm that God is the creative designer of my life. He sees an award-winning masterpiece. With that trust, I can rely on His plans, knowing that His grace gives me time to conform to His will when the pieces I see are not of my choosing. Discuss. Talk about ways you've seen each other grow in the past 5 years. Then share what you think God is doing in your life today. Pray. For confidence in God, knowing the overall pattern of your life will give you rest to quiet the questions you have about individual pieces. Thank Him that He gives us grace that is greater than our struggles. February 16th. Tutoring Your Mate, with His Permission, by Barbara Rainey. It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make him a helper suitable for him. Genesis chapter 2, verse 18. As a couple, Dennis and I assist one another in many areas, such as punctuality, patience with children, planning, feelings of discouragement, anger, and worry. We have discovered our differences have made us more effective as a couple than we ever could have been individually. One area in which I have assisted Dennis is in his public speaking. Early in our marriage, I noticed that he was making obvious grammatical errors as he spoke. I felt free to offer help because, on more than one occasion, I also told him honestly that he communicated well. So, one evening after a speech, I asked Dennis if I could make a suggestion that might make him more effective as a speaker. He agreed to hear me out. Although my critique was a little threatening, he confessed that he had not done well in English in school, and he welcomed my suggestions. Some months later, on the way home from another speaking opportunity, Dennis told me, "I still want you to help me with my speaking, but I'd like you to wait a little while before you tell me the cold, hard truth." I realized then that my technique needed refinement. I had been too quick to tell him the truth, and my help had become a discouragement because it wasn't seasoned with enough praise or separated long enough from the actual event. Had I not modified my recommendations?